On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yes, it's Friday. Tori Lagarde joins us. She's a humorist, and she also does other things.
No, not really.
She's just a humorist. Don't overtax her now.
I just talk. I'm a big talker.
Yeah, well, that's what she does. Hey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks. Good night, everybody.
See you next week.
All right.
That was easy.
What a week it's been, though.
Has it?
You know what's happening all of a sudden, Torrance, is that, may I call you Torrance? May I?
It's not the first time. We'll be the last.
Okay. As soon as September started, which was like a week ago, all of a sudden things have been flying by like hotcakes.
I didn't notice.
Okay. Well, maybe it's not happening then.
The sun, I can't see the sun much. I see clouds and
it's
things.
It's just that it's like I close my eyes and I open them and it's like 5 o'clock in the morning already.
Oh.
That doesn't make any sense, does it? No, I mean, like, time is moving so quickly, Tori.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, when I sat in a classroom in school when I was, like, in third grade, I just constantly looked at the clock.
Oh,
and every
yeah.
second ticking
Definitely.
By, and I thought, time will go on forever. So I think I need to go back to a class and take something that totally bores the hell out of me.
Maybe.
And watch time slow down considerably.
Just look at a clock and watch how slow it really goes.
That's true, too. But I think even at this point in my life, I'd say, whoa, that second hand's moving a little too quickly, man.
Did you ever hear that they don't have clocks in doctors' waiting rooms or something?
Well, that makes sense.
You know, think about that. Oh, they don't want you to know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but now everyone has a phone. Everyone has a phone.
Yeah, we can chart them.
My God.
Yeah.
Now, before, you had to have a watch.
Oh, I know how many steps it takes to do everything, too.
That's an erosis.
No, you're absolutely right. And of course, there's no clocks in casinos.
Oh, right.
Because you don't want people saying, oh, I got to go home.
Right.
You
but again, now people, you had to count on a watch. Who has watches anymore? I rarely see them, but phones are the big thing.
They are. You glance down at your thing.
You pick it up, you see what time it is.
Yeah. I swear, I'll raise my hand in defiance that within 10 years from now, there will be some kind of rogue report that comes out that says cell phones have caused
That's
cancer.
Already came out. It's already been out.
No, but they
it's
keep
like
it
butt
quiet.
Cancer. I don't know what it is.
Oh, well, it for men.
If you keep it in your pocket, I know.
It's different. It's worse for men. For women, you have a pocket book, a book of pockets.
Or a purse.
A purse, whatever. And that's off your body. It's near your abdomen. But
I have a backpack, so mine's way back there.
Way back. But that's only when you're out. Otherwise, you're probably put
no.
it somewhere.
Well, yeah, it's on a table.
You don't walk around the house in a backpack. I know
no,
you
I mean,
don't.
I don't walk around with my phone either. That's silly. So I miss calls, yeah. but no
men,
one calls.
Men do. Men put it in their pocket,
yeah,
and they wear it all day.
Yeah, and then I get the cancer.
You're going to get cancer, but you're going to get it in places that you never thought you could have cancer.
Well, then that's your problem, man.
Have you ever heard of penis cancer?
Probably.
It will happen.
I mean, there's cancer of everything.
Cancer of the groin. It'll be like, that's where men put this stuff. And I remember when cell phones first came out, women used to put it in their bra. Do you remember that?
You were telling me about that. I didn't do that.
Maybe it's just strippers.
It's for like
but
people working out too or something.
Yes. That's the worst place. Oh my God.
Yeah, well, maybe if you shut it off. And then keep it with you. I think because it's on, it's doing something. When it's all the way off, you're okay. But who shuts his phone all the way off?
Well, nobody. Why would you even have it on you if it's totally off?
Because you don't want it to get stolen if you're at a gym.
I don't think people care anymore.
Oh.
What do you do with your stuff? I don't go to the gym.
I
don't.
I used to. Sorry. And then I had a locker. And I locked my locker.
Yeah.
And put my phone in my locker.
Yeah. I know people that lock their purses, as you call them, cell phones, in their car. But then people have been smashing windows in gym parking
lots. I don't even have a
lots.
Car, so whatever.
What a perfect way of breaking into somebody's car is when you know, you case them out. You see them pull in front of the gym thing. Mm-hmm. You know they're going to be in there for at least half an hour.
You just got to sit in your car like one of the cars in the parking lot.
Just it. I mean, these people aren't going to zip in and out. They're there for a period of time. It's, you know, and it's happened. A lot of people I know have had their windows. They're called smash and
grab.
Me
too. One person I didn't even feel bad for because I knew who it was.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I'm not saying anymore. Well, I heard who it happened to, and I was like, oh, that's a bummer.
I guess things come around. That,
you know, karma. Around. Karma, yeah. Baby. Just good.
She is something, that karma.
I hope she keeps going.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, I think that's going to come out eventually. It's going to kill the entire industry because they're going to have to come up with something else to satisfy those that will then become paranoid that they're going to be getting ill from these cell phones. Because, my God, I can't imagine that you're bombarded by data through waves, sound waves or airwaves or data waves coming from towers into your groin. There's no way that couldn't affect your body.
No one's thinking about that. There's too many more things to think about. Like,
no, that's very serious, Tori. Well, that can shorten your life.
Yeah, I'm just, of course, but I mean, who's thinking about that? Right now we have other pressing problems.
Oh, very pressing.
So,
very pressing.
That's like the last thing I would think about.
We have pressing problems that the person who can press them properly isn't even available.
No.
There's no such person.
But you know what? I did hear about that person.
Yeah, what'd you hear about that person? I don't want to say their name.
Well, I know, right. Yeah. But they're not, and we all know this, they're not real true GOP. And the GOP is now very angry about this.
I love this.
Because leaning more toward
this
the Dems.
I kind of like this.
Yeah,
I kind of like
this. And you know what? He's not an ideologist. We have to say Trump or people will be confused. Right. He's not an ideologist, okay? So guess what, people?
Because he has no ideas.
He's not going by, you know, oh, the GOP, this conservative thing. Right. We have to do this. No, 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 no.
Well, he's doing what is good for me and my popularity and people thinking that I did something.
Yeah.
So he went to his, and he was friends with Chuck Schumer of the Democrats.
And Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy's a girl and she's got a vagina. So there you go. So that works for him.
She's a little long in the tooth, though.
I don't think he cares at this point.
God, I think he does. He's just a schmoozer. He's schmoozing.
Oh, he schmoozes. He thinks he's God's gift to anybody that walks around with.
It's like a 12-year-old kid at a wedding, you know, to the old
ladies.
Hey, lady, aren't you good looking?
Yeah, I'll touch them, but you can't really stop me. So anyway, so he did a little deal with the Democrats, didn't tell his fellow GOP people about it. Now they're pissed at him. And he just calls people names, and then if he likes you, he stops for a little while. He's just a total mess. The problem is, it's fascinating and good times until you talk about North Korea or something like that.
Yeah, when you say 10 years from now, I'm like, are we going to make it 10 months
I know. From now? It's absolutely true. Although I really feel in my heart of hearts...
Do you have a heart in your heart?
I do.
They should get that looked at.
I know.
Sounds like an abnormal deformity.
I cannot afford the copay for that.
Oh, God.
Because that is not covered.
Yeah, two hearts. That's,
I think no matter how ill Kim Jong-il actually is.
Kim Jong-un.
Un-gil.
It's like U-N. Un-un is the last name.
A lot of
three
vowels.
Whole syllables.
Yeah.
My name is more syllables.
It's... I think he's crazy, but if he has nothing to be crazy about, then it wouldn't work for him. So the guy will never, he knows that he can be completely annihilated if he provokes.
Yeah.
He knows that. And then he'll have nothing to lead. I mean, he's not a suicide bomber.
Yeah, but he's about as crazy as Donald Trump. So you're looking
Trump isn't going to do anything. All talk, no action kind of thing. So I don't think that's going to work itself out. I really do. The real danger to that, to speak politically, is if this King Kyol sells these weapons to terrorists, then we're in a whole peck of trouble because they really don't care.
No.
That's
the whole word, terrorism. They're just to
That's
create
the
terror.
Scary part. I don't think the ill Kim thing is going to really go very far. I think that's just, I want to be recognized. I want to be one of you big guys. I think that's all that really is.
Yeah, and I really do. I think Trump's happy when anything gets not talked about that's not Russia. Because that's really closing in. And
now, you know, it's closing in big time now on his son. And I don't know what the hell the kid's going
to
say.
He was supposed to give an interview live. I left to come do this, but there was going to be an MSNBC. They had Don Jr. going to sit down and talk with them.
I mean, yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, on Thursday you're talking about.
Oh, yesterday. Yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, I know. I have lost.
Go look it up online,
whatever,
people. If you didn't watch it, the left got him on the spot, yeah. And I'm sure he had a bunch of stories to tell.
No, this is all going to be all, you know. Yeah. And then the father writes a little thing for his son to get him out of trouble. I mean, that's also not good.
Well, my mom used to do that when I used to be late to school. She'd say, "Please excuse Victoria's tardiness."
Yes.
And then she'd sign her name, right? And that worked for about a year.
Until you went to jail and she was committed as well.
Then they said, you know, we can't take these notes anymore because you're just late to school every day. So I had to do detention with kids that are like throwing rocks at teachers. Yeah. And I'm sitting in there like, oh, what'd you do? Oh, it's late to school.
But in this case, they could actually punish your mother because
you know what's funny, Ron?
Your mother was covering for you.
Yeah. And when I was a kid going to school, they'd punish me for when I was late to school. And then when my kids got older and they went to school late, they'd go back to punishing me. My kids were they'd call me up, "Hey, your child is late to school." Now, why didn't they ever do that to my mom? So I'm still getting the blame. I'm catching it from all sides, Ron. I can never escape.
No, you can't. Wow.
You know, I thought that was kind of ironic.
That's rude.
Speaking of irony, I have to tell you this. Okay. I just saw this. It was a phone.
Yes.
And it rang.
I hear the sound effect.
I'm projecting that.
Yes. It's amazing how
that happens.
I
learned how to telepathically make phones ring.
Wow.
I can't tell you how.
It's amazing.
But if you look it up online, you can find everything online.
I can't find anything anywhere.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. You just have to will it.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Anyway, the other thing was Kentucky is apparently maybe the last state or the only state to have no abortion clinics.
Really?
And you know what? That's ironically the state that needs it the most. Isn't that funny?
It is weird, ironically.
Yeah, Kentucky. I mean, you probably could have thought Mississippi, one of those states down there. But yeah, Kentucky, none. That's a very strong possibility right now. What a backwards world we live in, Ron, when things are going backwards. I don't like it.
All I can say is enjoy it, Kentucky. You know, states can pretty much do their own thing. And, you know, if that's what happens to Kentucky, then I would move. Not that I need it, but I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I know. Things are going backwards. And
that's not good.
No, it's not good. All right, let's get off the political thing because,
Think I only had...
it's so frustrating.
Oh, the hurricane. That's a big deal right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be hitting this weekend in Florida, I think.
Right.
Rick Scott. I couldn't believe it.
Governor, yes.
Governor of Florida.
Right.
He gave a press conference, a live thing. Mm-hmm. And what was one thing that was kind of amusing that he said was about the people in the Caribbean.
Yes.
He said, quote, "People have passed away and died."
Both? At
I
the
swear
same
it.
Time?
Look it up. Yeah.
How do you pull
isn't,
that off?
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I mean, he must have been like nervous talking.
Yes.
I thought he was reading from a prompter, but maybe that just came to him. Passed away and died.
Because I know a lot of people that have passed away, but they never really died.
You know?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
See?
So I guess
he said passed away, I thought, you know, did the storm took
maybe
them?
Maybe that's what he meant.
And they died.
Maybe it carried them to another place and passed them somewhere else.
I couldn't understand apparently he said, this is what he also said, and this is serious, it is a worse storm than Andrew.
Yes.
And Andrew, like, was devastating to Homestead. So, you know what? That's scary.
It's very scary. They're not sure of the path. It could go right up the spine of Florida.
But definitely the East Coast-ish.
And definitely the Miami area, which is where...
The Keys right now, they said prepare for, I think, Friday night, tonight.
It's going to be, I don't know. Getting a little out of hand. That's kind of stupid to say. There's another Hurricane Jose.
No way.
Behind Irma.
Jose? No way.
Jose's behind Irma right now.
No.
And yes. And
it's happening till
taking
November.
The same track.
Yeah.
And there's another hurricane, a tropical storm that is churning in the Gulf at this time
this
as well.
This is the season, so what are you going
to
do?
It's a season not to be jolly, but here's the point that I made on my show this morning, or yesterday morning, I should say.
Because
yeah, okay.
Like it's you, this morning
am,
here
I
now.
Confused.
Where was I? Am I in that time warp?
As you. Either it's cyclical, like this happened like 200 years ago, like this,
like El Nino.
Or it's the fact that, yes, there is climate change, and yes, the oceans are getting a little bit warmer in temperature normally, and it only takes a few degrees to make a change in the intensity of these storms.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a warm ocean where storms are being created, that is the engine that kicks these things off and makes them so powerful. Warmer oceans, more intense storms. Here you are. Now,
Do you know 1 degree of a warm ocean? Mm-hmm. I saw the program about this. Can kill coral.
Yes.
That's many crazy. Of the coral reefs are just
done.
One lousy degree. Yeah. What is that even about? That's craziness. Yeah.
And I'm sure we've already passed that one lousy degree.
Yeah, well, they have coral things, which they do in the ocean now. They do, they plant their own, and they have these artificial reefs, which are made of metal or something, and they plant live coral, and it grows. And people are down there doing that. That's their contribution to the planet, and I love that.
And what would it take for Pumpkinhead to actually say, yeah, let's join this Paris Accord, and yeah, in case this is...
Can he do one good thing?
I mean, how horrible?
Yeah.
How horrible is that? He thinks it's going to stifle the growth of our industry if we put restrictions on it. It's going to stifle more than your growth, babe, if you're not careful. If there's a possibility that most scientists, if not all, have said this is a problem, if that's the slightest possibility, I'd go with it.
He has to be this way and kick people out. DACA, he's trying to be so unpopular. I don't even understand, but except that he's trying to create chaos.
Because it's always worked for him. Yeah. Chaos has always worked for him.
We're all scrambling.
That was when he was running against somebody. He's not running against anybody now. He tries to.
He thinks he's still campaigning.
He does.
Because he's going to run again, maybe. Unless he's impeached, then I don't think he can.
No, he'll be out of there, I guarantee you. I know I said the end of August, and I was wrong.
I thought you said around September, but
I thought by the end of August. Well, it did start churning at the end of August, but, you know, give me a couple of months.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we'll see how the Trump Jr. thing does, because that can implicate his father.
Right.
Good times. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of hurricanes, thank you so much for bringing that up. There have been a glut of phony websites and domains since Hurricane Harvey.
Oh, for charity?
For charities.
You know what? People have no conscience.
I actually looked this up because I was so incredibly bored. On the day, as soon as Harvey was forecast to hit Houston.
As soon as it was forecast, huh?
On one day, 500 domain names were registered with the name Harvey in it.
No way.
And they were all, most of them were mostly for phony relief situations. Wow. Or some were for actual
real
ones.
Sure, legit.
But 500 domain names with the word Harvey
in them. So what about Irma now? They're already doing that.
Yeah.
So you know what, people, again, don't fall for this. Why do we have to tell people? They should be smart enough. Listeners of this show should be smart enough.
Because when you hit people at emotional lows, that's when they're at their weakest.
They're going to do a telethon, musical.
Yes.
Did you hear about that for Harvey?
Well,
so then you can
that.
Call.
That's always
call
done.
800, whatever it is. Then you can do some. Plus, you're getting entertained.
Yeah. But even if you get an email from the Red Cross, you don't know that it's the Red Cross.
It's probably not.
And that's what's really tripping people up.
Yeah.
If they got an email from Bob's Harvey Relief Association.
Right, you kind of know.
You kind of figure. But if you see the Red Cross logo and click here to donate.
Yep. Right, then it's trouble.
Yeah. And I don't understand why these things can't be taken down immediately, how they exist for weeks and months after most of them know that it's a phony thing. I don't get that.
Because they're so overwhelmed probably with things they're trying to stop that they're going to slip through the cracks, some of them probably.
I don't know. But listener, beware of that for any type of relief thing. Do donate, but do it at your search, not at somebody contacting you like that. That's very sad because I know people that are very gullible. I know, as a matter of fact, most people I know are very gullible.
I can be. I call it naive.
No, you're not. Definitely not one of them. It's usually the tweens or the very young adolescents, the 20s, or the seniors,
where
they just don't think it through.
Because the technology is
beyond what they understand, so they think everything is something, and if they see a logo, it's got to be legit.
You have an advantage now growing up as far as technology is, because you're into computers at school already.
Yes,
we had no computers at school. Maybe the old-fashioned kind in high school by the time I got there, but now kids are iPads and everything early on, so they'll be savvy.
They should be savvy, but these things need to
be
discussed.
The old people are just like, my mother can't, she answers a phone. That's all she can do with her phone is answer it. Yeah. There's no texting, there's no anything
else. And even that now is scamful. Just answering the phone is 80% of them are scams.
Yeah.
You can't take it. And I've learned to mistrust people as a result mm-hmm. of all these scams.
Yeah.
If someone says something to me, I don't know if you're a real person or whether you're a really sophisticated robot. And B, I didn't call you. You called me. Why would I give you my information?
That's it. And you know what? I answered the phone yesterday, the landline.
You never answered. Tori, make it sound like it's such an annual event for you.
Guess what, folks? I answered the phone.
I know. It's so weird when you say that.
Because I don't. I hit block.
Yeah.
I see a number. It's usually like weird numbers, right. Weird area codes.
Yeah.
They're tricky now because this said like Bridgewater, which is a local town.
Yes. Oh, they take local numbers.
And I didn't know that. I'm like, well, this seems legit, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it wasn't. How's that? I answered it in, hi, they're looking for, you know, the name. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So far so good. It's a real person right. with your name.
Yeah.
So we're running a special right now. You don't even know yet for, mm-hmm. but it's for a chimney cleaning.
Ah.
And you know what? And he's going on and on. You can't interrupt him. And I said, excuse me. We don't use our chimney or our heating system for about 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
You might want to update your records.
Yeah.
And he's
like,
oh, we don't have records. We're just checking and so forth. And then people are yelling in the background. So he heard that for something else. People are yelling in the house.
Yeah.
So he goes, all right, well, thank you. And then hangs up on me. Yeah. So all I have to do, I guess, is cause a commotion in your background and people get all annoyed and they'll hang up.
Is it legal for somebody to cold call somebody? And just like randomly picking numbers?
Apparently, because it's still it's still telemarketing, I guess, and they can still. But now I didn't even think to block the number, so.
It doesn't matter because they probably have 50 phone numbers,
maybe.
And it's not a chimney cleaning company that called you; it's a telemarketing firm.
Really?
Yeah.
They're doing it for them. The people hire them to say,
Absolutely. Okay,
get me some business.
There's nobody in the chimney place that's got all day to sit there and call everybody.
It's just Santa.
He's the only one
in the chimney.
They hire the telemarketing companies. That's what they do. That's what they perform. And half of them are in India.
This guy was normal. I mean, not an Indian, but I mean, you know what I mean? He had the accent. He came from here.
Okay.
He could have been his own business trying to drum up something.
No, they're telemarketers. I think I've told you the story. I used to work at a, well, my business used to be in
the industrial park?
Yeah, it was right inside of Brockton,
okay,
Massachusetts. And I was on the second floor, and it was a telemarketing company underneath
below,
me.
Right.
And phone rang one day, picked up the phone, hello. Says, yes, we're with the something police department, Benevolent Association.
And they called you.
Yes.
At work.
And I said, well, hold on a second, because I heard it. I could hear it on the phone, but I could also hear
downstairs.
It like. Yeah. So I put the phone down, and I could hear them through the floor. And I said,
awesome.
are you underneath me at a place in Brockton? And he said, yes. And I said, yeah, I'm the guy upstairs. I said, get off my back. And I hung up the phone.
That's a great story. No, I never heard that, I don't think.
But they posed as the police department. And if you ask them, is this the police calling me? They have to say, no, we're not. We're not the police. We're calling for them. But if you don't ask that,
no
you
way.
Assume that a cop is calling you.
Oh, that's good intel.
But they're not.
No. They're down below you. They're underneath you.
So now as a result, and of course, and then I called the police department in Brockton, and I said, do you know that this is going on? And they said, yes, we don't have time to, we can't call residents.
They hired them, okay.
So we do it. So, and I said, do you pay this telemarketing firm?
I hope
firm?
So.
They said,
they wouldn't
of
do
course.
It for their health.
Right, yeah, so that's we do that, but we get... You know, they get some, and so I said, "Well, if I want to donate, I bring it down, and you can get all of it, not just like
they
like 20% of it."
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just people just got to know the way that these things work and the way systems work. That's why we're here.
Yeah,
well, that's probably, actually not the reason.
They don't want to know about this stuff. We're like as bad as them now, just talking about it, huh? They talk about telemarketers for 20 minutes.
No, but it's
just educational. Just stay home and hear that.
If kids could hear this show and not sit in the classroom all day, they learn more from this show.
Yeah.
About our insecurities.
Yeah, but they need to know math and English too, right?
How often
history?
Do you use that crap?
They want to know about Napoleon and stuff, right?
That's all fake. That's all fake news. That history stuff, you find out that half the people that are heroes, they were horrible people.
Yeah.
Columbus, man, he was a rapist.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
It's not fake news.
It's not in the book. It ain't in the book.
I heard that General Lee?
Yes.
The guy that was the Confederate general?
Yeah.
He has a relative, a great-great-great-great-great nephew?
Yeah.
Grandson, somebody? And he has his name, Robert Lee.
Right.
And he's a pastor of a church.
Right.
True story. And he started speaking out against, you know, these statues and the Confederacy things and all that. And there was a backlash, apparently. And he was in his church, and he had to leave his church. because people were so angry at him for like, you brought attention onto us and now we're in the press and all this media. And he goes, whoa, whoa, okay, well, I'll just resign.
Yeah.
That's weird, huh?
It is weird.
This is supposed to be church people. It should be all understanding and saying, good job, man. You did a good thing. Instead, they were like, what did you do? You and your big mouth.
Yeah.
And then he resigns? Can't he just stand firm? He's like, Diamond, I'm going to be talking. I'm Robert E. Lee's great grandson.
That's like the guy who goes to church and sits down and he's sitting there through the whole service and then he leaves and the prostitute that he hired is waiting outside to pick him up. You know, it's just, it's double life stuff. You know, I'm a horrible person, but I go to church, so it's okay.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, they it's just the same to cover it stuff. Up.
I know people like that. They're all Republicans.
Sure. Oh, all right, Tori.
I mean, like
I know
local
some Democrats
people.
That are pretty sucky too, but in their political views,
I understand what you're saying. Oh, I see. Yes. Okay.
Oh no, Tori. Let's start from the thesis that everybody sucks.
Okay. Right.
Except for a few, or some suck less, and then we go from there.
Right. That's a good point. Yes. In my experience, more Republicans cheat on their wives, I know, than Democrats. So I don't know what that means.
Nothing.
They're supposed to be so conservative, yet they have this kink that they want to do that. You know what I'm saying?
I think
Democrats are a lot of tree lovers, you know, and stuff, and they seem to be peace and, you know, equality. So less of them do that in my personal experience. Republicans don't have that moral compass. They want to go have sex.
So they love other people rather than trees.
They want to be deviants. Yeah. They just do that. I don't know why. It's,
I mean,
in my experience.
All right. Well, you might be finding things in Republicans that you wouldn't find in Democrats because you're not looking.
I don't know. They're looking for me. They need to just, you know what? Whatever, man.
Oh, so this is kind of like a...
That's what I said. In my personal experience, I find the GOP to be deviants,
interesting,
kinks,
interesting,
cheats,
interesting,
liars, and I'm sure it's in the Democrats too, but they seem to have more of a like openness and they're like trying to stay, keep things together, and they want more chaos, the GOP. They want to have this fun and excitement and... Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I mean, look at President Kennedy.
I'm sure it depends on the individual, right? It depends on the individual. But in my experience,
yes,
I have seen more of this myself.
Possibly. Maybe because the Republicans you're referring to are the people that had a little bit of cash. And when you...
They think they have some kind of power. They're on power trips. They think they're the man of the house and they're going to do what they want.
Oh, okay.
And the ego is
maybe
huge.
So. Maybe they're more traditional in that sense. That or they have more money and they think they can throw themselves around. They're better because they have more money than other people and can buy their way through
all
things.
All men are dogs to me.
But that happens on the other political side as well.
Sure, I've seen for myself.
But I understand what you're saying.
This is my view of what I see and his experience in my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is viable.
For me,
For you, I mean, certainly. Let's talk about, speaking of that, which we're not.
Let's not.
There's a bakery in Bakersfield, California called Tastries, T-A-S-T-R-I-E-S.
Yeah.
And this happened recently. You've probably heard about it. This gay couple is getting married, and they go into the bakery, and they say, we'd like to order a wedding cake for our reception. And this Mrs. Miller, who runs the place, is the owner. She says, I'm sorry, we cannot make a cake for
a gay
couple.
They're still doing that?
Yeah.
Bakersfield?
Bakersfield, California.
Yeah, well, California's supposed to be progressive, but Bakersfield's very, I don't know what it is.
The fact that...
They make jokes about it.
Well, the fact that Bakersfield has the word baker in it is probably interesting.
Yeah, that's why you want to make a bakery.
So apparently they turned him away. And I said to myself, well, that's low, that's horrible, that's ridiculous, because you could have had a sale of a cake. You know, what the hell do you care if these people are gay or not?
Right.
They said, no, it's our religious beliefs that is, we cannot.
So go somewhere else.
That's what they had to do.
But then they had to bring to the media's attention and get a little attention and now get a free cake somewhere?
The question is, and I think I know the answer, there are no laws that you have to serve everybody that wants to do business with you. You can refuse business for any reason.
And can't you do it kind of in a covert way? Say, I'm sorry, I'm booked up right now for a while? Instead of saying, you're gay, no way.
Yeah, I suppose so. But they were being honest and transparent about it. Of course, that doesn't stop the rest of the community who find out that you did something like that. You might lose business.
Again,
I think that's the way to handle that, obviously.
Right. On its face value, it looks this is what it looks like. But who knows? I'd like to be in on these conversations. What people say, why don't you want to make me a cake? Yeah. Is it because of this? Until they prod the person into saying, all right, well, it is. Instead of leaving it, well, I'm very busy. I'd like to know who says what and how they say it in order to get this, you know, big sensational story. Okay?
Well, that's I guess how
it
went down.
I'm suspicious of things.
Well, I mean, they were honest. They said no. we can't do that for you.
Hmm.
We'll have to
refuse because you're
your
gay.
Because it's not something that we believe in. You're probably fine people, but we don't believe in doing a product for it. It goes against our morals. I don't know if that couple could actually turn around and sue them for being racially.
Well, as far as a private business, maybe not. But remember what happened in the woman who wouldn't sign a wedding, the clerk.
Right.
She's working for the state, so she can't do that.
Right.
But yeah, maybe your private business, you can, and big deal. I'd go somewhere else. But if you want to make a big story about it and get a free cake, yeah, you make a big issue about it.
Well, I think you have to make a big story about it, because if you're insulted and you disagree with that bakery, then you do go for the way that you can affect them by telling the community they refused me because I'm gay, and let the community decide whether they want to go to this bakery ever again or not.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's
religious freedom, man. If they want to be that way, you
correct.
Can't, you know, fault them.
But if you want the religious freedom,
right.
and then
you got
to
go what goes with it.
And
I know.
If the community
that's true.
Doesn't care for it, then you're not going to get many cake sales, my friends.
Maybe,
so.
But you'll get the church cake sales. Big sales,
You'll do fine.
Yeah,
is what
still
you're
that's like Trump people. Like, you know what? They're still doing fine.
Well, this is California, though, man. I don't know if that's going to fly too long over there.
That's Bakersfield. Yeah, it's a little weird part of California. They always make jokes about Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Remember back as far as Laffin, Bakersfield or
really?
Pasadena?
I don't recall that.
There was something about Bakersfield, man. Really? It's like nobody goes. It's like wasteland. Who goes
doesn't
there?
Doesn't really exist, probably.
Tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds.
I don't know. I've heard something back in the 70s about Bakersfield.
Tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
St. Paul, Minnesota. Which is, I guess, where St. Paul actually is.
They talk like this up, Minnesota, eh?
They're actually doing something that I don't know why it hasn't been done yet. They and it's just a pilot program for pilots.
Mm-hmm.
They are for their school buses. They're actually outfitted one of their school buses with seatbelts for the kids.
Oh wow!
And I thought, like, yeah,
why don't they all have seatbelts?
Wait a minute, it's a law that you know if
in a
you're
moving
in,
vehicle, for everybody else,
but
children,
no, don't worry about them. Leave them behind.
Mike, you know what? My grandchildren are autistic, and they have to go on the short bus.
Yeah.
There's no seatbelts.
No, they don't.
But they do one better, I guess. They have a monitor. They have a person that has to sit with them so they don't run around.
That's better. But you have to for that.
You do, but...
Yeah, but they should do
don't
it.
Don't they have monitors on regular buses to make sure kids are not running amok?
They used to, but many school systems cannot afford that monitor.
Okay.
So I guess much less seatbelts being put in. So I wondered what was the cost, and apparently to outfit a regular school bus with seatbelts is $10,000 per bus.
That's a lot.
And I'm thinking, maybe you should search out on Google other school bus seat companies.
This is like a lot, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
It could get
doesn't
a bus. Couldn't
sense.
You get like half a bus for that?
That's like $100 a seat. What?
Ooh.
I mean, can't somebody invent something that can be modified to what's already there and then put like ropes around the kids or something?
Oh,
or
no.
Or take a belt and just make it bigger and loop it around the back of the seat. They did, what they're finding so far is that it actually does keep kids in their seats and not running around the bus. So
good.
Rather than the bus driver or monitor saying, sit down,
right.
they're buckled in. They can't move around like on an airplane or something. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Hmm.
But I don't know why it's so expensive, but this is the model now, and everybody's saying, why haven't we done this? What is this? Like the most obvious thing in the world.
Maybe cost. It's cost.
It's totally cost. It's just for the safety of the kids. Yeah. What's the big deal?
There should be no price on that, but apparently there is.
Well, the price is $10,000 is what it is.
The bus driver my grandson has now, because school just started again.
Yeah,
so there's a new bus, new school, and she's apparently an old lady that's very mean. And so she's yelling at all the kids. And these are special needs kids, and she's still screaming at them. But she's old. So I guess my grandson, he needs to rein it in. He doesn't always have a filter. So he said, "You're just an old lady and you can't do anything to me." So she said to my daughter, "Your son needs a whooping." Whooping. People still say that.
That's so adorable.
And she thought that was a little forceful of her to even say that.
Yeah. Well, it's probably forceful for the child to say it to her.
I know.
But she didn't quite understand.
So what a year it's going to be. That was day one. It's going to be a long. I said, you can't be that way to your bus driver because they're the ones that are driving you.
You kind of can't. And I kind of would prefer that the bus driver kind of pays attention to driving the bus.
Yeah, instead of,
turning around and kids.
Y'all turn this bus around right now.
Which she literally can't do because it's hard to turn a bus around. You have to really do the backup.
I mean, she's
thing.
Even screaming at the mute kids, and they can't yell back.
Well, it's kind of futile, isn't it?
So she just has the thing, apparently.
Yeah.
But if it gets worse, I'll have to make a phone call because you know what?
Yeah.
You can't scream at little kids that have no, that are special can't. Needs kids. Too.
Yeah,
come
well,
on,
that's
man.
A different. That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
I think that those situations and grade school buses probably do have monitors, depending on the city, the town, the state. I mean, it varies so greatly. But certainly junior high school and high school, nah, it's just the driver and the
they
kids.
They used to put those cameras in. And sometimes they'd be fake cameras. You couldn't afford them in all the buses, so
true.
They didn't know which was the
which
fake camera.
Fine.
And then they didn't know, so they had to behave.
I had always advocated for that in classrooms because it doesn't, maybe it's $10,000, I don't know. But put a phony camera up, put a real camera up, the kids won't know which is which,
yeah.
And they'll know that anything they do in that classroom, you can see that. You can play the tape back.
Yeah, because again, with these cops, now they make cops wear these body cams.
Yes.
Some don't turn them on, but they're
correct.
Supposed to. But so now there should be no question about, they should just be recording everything with satellites, recording us. Just everything should be recorded, right? You stay in your house, maybe
it
you're
is.
Safe.
It kind of is
They
recorded.
Have heat things that can go through your ceiling, but still anyway, that's just, they can just tell if you're there.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, you have to really want to know if someone's there to do that.
Yeah, again, those are like drug dealers or big wigs that you really want to keep an eye on. I don't think anyone's keeping an eye on near you.
I don't think so.
I think
so.
We're fine. But other people,
we're good.
They should be careful.
Yeah.
If you're doing something really wrong, making a lot of money, Donald Trump, then you should be worried the people are watching you.
I never had a problem, Tori, with cameras in public. It's not an invasion of my privacy. Mm-hmm. If I'm out in public, I'm out in public.
Sure.
That's the definition
of
it.
They do in England a lot. I mean, there's all these...
And they
right.
have to. And
yeah.
they still have terrorism problems.
Right.
But at least they have some tools to
measure
see.
Of, yeah.
They usually can see who did it.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's fine. I think that unfortunately, you know, there's some things that we have to live with now that we didn't have to live with when we were children.
Right.
And it's just a fact of life. There was terrorism when we were kids, but we didn't have the news to tell us that it was going on in certain places.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't aware. It wasn't a problem. Now we're going to have to live with terrorism for the rest of our lives,
right.
the possibility thereof. We know it's going to happen somewhere, sometime,
sure.
on a regular basis. Hopefully not a lot. This is something we never had to live with again.
No.
And any president or any government official that says we're going to stamp out the terrorism, no, you won't.
No.
You got to live with it. Same with this North Korea guy. Unless the country votes him out or overtakes him or there's some type of a coup, You gotta have to deal with this guy being a nuclear force and bring him into your nuclear community and deal with him like other nuclear powers.
That's it. I watched a very good interview about that. They said we need to really accept that he has nuclear weapons.
Just the way it
you
is,
can't
man.
Try to take him away yet. That's the bad move. Maybe years down the road you can gradually use sanctions, but right now just accept he's got them. Don't try to take him away. You can't.
No.
So now work with the fact he's got them. Okay, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Stop trying to get them away from him. That's not happening realistically for years.
No. You know, I don't know. We're still doing that, though. There are sanctions that are coming out now to try. All he's going to do is starve his own people. He doesn't give a crap. Yeah. It's all up to China. If North Korea were like across the street from me, I'd be a little concerned. So China, you better get your act together, man, because...
And Japan is what they sent the last missile test or something was near Japan or over Japan or wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ballsy stuff going on.
I don't know.
And then you have a president who just rattles people by calling them poo-poo heads.
Yeah, and trying to kick people out of the country that are doing nothing wrong.
It's a horrible thing. Anyway.
Well, it's funny because Cher, you know Cher, the singer.
I've heard of her.
Have you heard of her?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because she made a tweet.
Yes.
I don't really tweet, but she tweeted
that
she was these dreamers. She was going to take them into her house. She said, if necessary, I will be taking dreamers in. And you know what some lady tweeted back to her? She goes, well, I'll believe that when I see it. And so Cher picked her out because the lady trolled her.
Yeah.
She said, well, keep your eyes open, bitch.
Wow.
Right to that lady, and it made headlines because she called out some anonymous lady that was, naysaying Cher. Everyone was like, yay, Cher, you go, girl.
Well,
she's got to take somebody in.
Yeah,
she has to, absolutely.
That's the problem, yeah.
But you know what? She'll probably screen them really good. So it's like this really smart Harvard student that's, doing great biology
work. That or she needs some gardening.
Wow. You know what? These people that are going to get kicked out, I don't think they're necessarily.
I agree with you.
Yeah, they're doing great
but
things.
There's
trying
nothing
to.
Wrong with being a great gardener.
No, I'm a great gardener.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a DACA kid. You know what? Gardening is good. It's very cathartic, and you get outside
and you get poison
planting.
Ivy.
I do, but that's the risk you take. You know what? You take the good with the bad. The
glove
pros
story,
and cons.
Gloves.
I know, but
although
it gets
you get
on my
it
wrist.
All and it gets on your wrist, I know. And then you wipe your forehead.
I just got to wash my hands within every 15 minutes because that's how long it takes to seep into your skin. If you wash your hands every 10 minutes, you're going to be fine. Or wash yourself or whatever.
Yeah. That's a lot of washing.
It is a lot of washing. It's a big hassle. I'm outside. I don't want to come in.
You'd be like a prune at that point. What you need is hand sanitizers strapped to the trees.
Oh. Or just in my pocket. But is it is that effective against...
Yeah, you get cancer from the hand sanitizer.
But is it effective against poison ivy? I thought just soap and water.
No.
I don't even know.
Nothing is. Nothing's effective. It's like herpes. It doesn't work.
Oh, well.
Not that I've ever had it, but that's what I heard.
We all got to die sometime.
No, we don't. We can put this off for a little while.
But that's what I said. It was sometime.
Yeah, when you say sometime, though,
we could either pass away or die.
Definitive. You make it very definitive.
Well, Rick
Scott. You can't do both. You can't do both.
Rick Scott, they passed away and died.
I can't imagine.
Look it up. He said it. I can't.
No, I know he said it, but I can't imagine someone actually doing both at the same time.
Or one or the other. Which is it, man?
That's a lot. Yeah.
Pass away and die.
It's nice to have a choice at that point, isn't it?
I'll pass away. Yeah. Just you won't see or hear from me again.
One of my greatest dilemmas in life, and this is a horrible thing to say, is cremation or burial.
Stop. Cremation, of course.
Well, of course, but at the same time, both of them are like very final kinds of things. I mean,
well, the zombie thing is when you come out of the ground. Once you're cremated, you know you can't be a zombie.
Okay.
Isn't that the good news? Who wants to be a zombie?
It's great news. Well, I don't, but...
People that get buried apparently do. They have some misconception that their body can be, come back and whatever.
What a comfortable phrase pass away is.
Yeah, so why did he have to ruin it by adding on died?
Yeah, died. That's like, ouch. Hey.
People in the Caribbean have passed away and died.
Both. And that's how bad this storm is.
This hurricane, man. It's awful.
In other storms, it's one or the other. This is that big a storm. Both happen.
I can't. It's bigger than Florida. They said the circumference is wider than the state.
Yes.
The state's only like 130 miles across, I think I heard.
Yeah.
And this is like 200 mile. Yeah. Storm, but it's going to come up the coast. Maybe we'll get a little rain.
I think that's where we're going to get. By the time it hits here, it'll probably be a little tropical deal. It's just going to be rain. Yeah.
It rained the other day. Did you see it downpoured and then stopped?
Yes.
Great. Watered everything and then just kind of trickled down.
Well, because it knew what it was doing.
That's great.
I don't think anybody passed away and died from it.
No. Neither one.
Oh, that's like a double good thing.
Right.
All right. We're out of time.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. And, there you have it.
Good telemarketer and storm review.
Have yourselves a wonderful day. Wish you peace.